Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to this show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 097 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on February 23rd, 2013, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Mine was just fine. I had a very light teaching schedule because a lot of schools were off on midwinter break, so many people were on vacation, and tons of people were sick. I met with my prospective new student, Tan, and we're pretty sure we're going to go ahead with lessons. He's a great guy and a former Marine. He had a health crisis this week. When we were scheduled to have our first lesson, he had a severe allergic reaction to something. I don't know what he ate or what he was exposed to. But he had to go to the emergency room at our local hospital, the one that I've seen too much of in the last couple of years. Tan is a lefty, and for him and him alone, I'm going to do something that I never do, which is teach him to play lefty. As you know, if you have ever read my lefty link on my website, that I teach all my lefty students righty. There's a whole diatribe I can go into about that, but just read the link and you'll understand why. It's not to be pigheaded. I just think they have a distinct advantage that way. Well, Tan will be that exception. He was in a terrible motorcycle accident that caused extreme damage to both of his hands. The right hand tendons were able to be repaired surgically. I don't know exactly how they did it, but that hand is basically functioning well, but not so much with the left hand. Those tendons don't permit the hand to allow the index, middle, and ring finger to close all the way. So he's going to be my anomaly. I'm looking forward to working with him after he recovers from whatever took him to the ER on Thursday. Have you seen the Fender Edition Volkswagen Beetle? Oh, it's just cool. I blogged about it during this past week, so if you haven't heard about it, check out the blog, and I'll put a link to that page in the show notes. The countdown to Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival NYC 2013 and the first week of Coachella continue on ya. I'm recording this on February 23rd, so it's 47 days. The Crossroad tickets are becoming crazy prices, so move on it now if you have any intention of going. I heard a report on the news this week, the New Jersey local news, from a mayor of one of the New Jersey shore towns that their beach was not going to open this summer. I'm sure it's going to devastate the town's finances as well as the incomes of those whose business are there, plus that trickles down to the state as far as taxes and things like that go. Here in New Jersey, we're in Recovery Day 117. Thank you for your prayers, practical, and financial support. If you desire to help more, or for the first time, you can at the Sandy Relief New Jersey Fund. I'll have all the links on the podcast page and on the blog. I thank you so much for anything you can do. My student Danielle's SG is now sporting groovy lime green DR neons. She hadn't changed the strings on that axe, I don't think, since she got it. And now that we've changed the strings, she loves the sound, she loves the feel, and she's really digging that K3 coating. It does affect the sound, and the playability is fabulous. My local guitar shops don't have the pink neons I want to try, so my strings have been ordered, and I'll have them soon. Right now, what's on my guitars are deader than dead. String changes and haircuts are the things that I have the most difficulty in the world scheduling at what you'd call, quote-unquote, the right time. I wait until I can't bear to play anymore before I change my strings, and I wait until I can be mistaken for a shaggy dog before I call my stylist for a haircut, which I should actually do this coming week to prevent the shaggy dog scenario. I don't know that I'm going to do it. I can even say that I should do it. I don't know if it's going to happen. I promise I'll tell you either way. Les Paul in Mawa, a tribute exhibit, will run until the end of June this year, although I'm thinking that there may yet come another extension of the large exhibit, but I don't have anything to base that on. There, you can get a glimpse of the prolific output of inventions and hear the guitar mastery of the late Mawa resident Les Paul. His inventions still have relevance, and his breakthrough sound-on-sound recording totally revolutionized the way music was recorded and the kind of sound the music consumer heard. He was a true genius. Thank You, Les is Lou Palo's great tribute to the man and his music. Get it in whatever form of media to which you are partial. It's an homage like no other. This week, there are no students in the student spotlight. The question of the week came in by mail and is about how to fix messed up picking. The news is about the Play Crossroads 2013 contest by Ernie Ball, which is getting down to the last days. And Take Note is about finding your voice. Just to let you know, there's a high possibility of me not recording a show next week. I'm going to be away one day of the weekend. That's the first nail in the coffin. Our elderly neighbor will be having extremely serious surgery, and I will be caring for some things and a rather cute feline in her apartment. And I have a 3-Sunday-long commitment that begins next Sunday. All of those things may require all the time that I have to create a new show next week. So if you don't see anything in your iTunes or on the website by, the first Tuesday in March, assume no show. I'll definitely tweet and post to the blog if and when I decide to skip recording a show. After a brief word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks, we're going to move along to the Desolate Spotlight. Here are 4 descriptions of genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks with which I wholeheartedly agree. Tools for the creative. From the moment you pick up the Raptor R-Series, it's obvious a great deal of thought has gone into its design. And from the second you touch a string, you can both feel and hear the difference between a Raptor and other picks you've tried. Beautiful and tactile. Genuine R-Series Raptors have 3 carefully sculpted picking tips. They've been created using the same sophisticated design and modeling techniques employed to produce Formula One racing cars. And the result of this design effort means they've been able to take the humble pick to a completely new level of performance. Absolutely amazing. Each picking tip forms complex curves designed to glide effortlessly over your guitar's strings. Raptors produce clean tones with almost imperceptible attack that range from that of the brightest, thinnest pick through to the warm, rich tones normally associated with much thicker picks. And the one I like the best is the Pursuit of Excellence. All genuine R-Series Raptor picks are subject to very strict quality control procedures. Each R-Series plectrum is precision molded from high-grade acrylic, then individually printed and inspected to ensure it meets their high standards prior to leaving their UK-based factory. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of 4 or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. The spotlight, I'm sorry to say, is dark this week. I'm not one for rationalizing, but my schedule was extremely slim because of illness and vacations. The students who did have lessons had not had a lot of practice, so rather than mentioning anyone who played the best of the non-exceptionals, I'll let the spotlight conserve energy this week. I trust my role of students will resume their normal level of commitment or renew their commitment to their instruments. I'm all for energy conservation, but I'd much rather have you in the spotlight. So students, let's get back on track as soon as you're able. Now, let's move along to this week's question of the week. This week's question came in by email from Alonzo, who lives in Santa Fe, which is a city that looks like I'd never want to leave it. That's aside from the point. He wrote, "You talk about pick technique a lot. At first, I didn't really pay attention to it. Then I thought you just didn't have anything else to talk about because you bring it up a lot. Then I looked at my technique and it, and I'm going to use the word stinks rather than Alonzo's word. How can I fix it? It's been whatever for a long time, but now I think you're right, and it's why my playing isn't going anywhere. Sorry, I thought it was stupid for you to keep talking about it. Can you help me?" Oh, well, that was not the most charming of email requests I've had, but Alonzo, I have a pick on its way to you, and I thank you for your question, and I hope I can give you some guidance now that you're actually paying attention. Let me address that first. You guitarists who are listening, if you have an instructor or a better guitarist than you are who's suggesting changes in your approach or any phase of your playing, consider what they're saying to you. Depending upon who's saying it, you should be a good enough judge as to whether or not they have your best interest at heart or whether they're just trying to, cut you to smithereens. So if it's someone you know and trust, you should listen to what they have to say. And that would probably improve a lot of players right away. Okay, Alonzo, it sounds like you've been playing for a while. You didn't say how long, but it sounds like it's been some time. I'll take that to be years, not months or weeks. So you have developed habits. And the only way to overcome a habit is to make a new one and replace it. You can't break a habit just by stopping it. You have to replace it with something, whether you're playing the guitar or doing anything else that involves muscle memory or rote movement. The first thing you have to buy into is that there isn't a quick fix. And I'm concerned about your personality being maybe dismissive of something that's long-term only because of what sounded like frustration in your question about that I repeat myself. And you need to know going in, this is not going to be a quickie. I know the world is rife with all kinds of quick fixes or instant whatevers, but this is going to take time and focus. And if you're not willing to embark upon this and see it through to the very end, I strongly urge you not to begin. Because if you only dip your toe in and don't go all the way, the absolute truth is your playing is going to be worse later than it is now. So with that caution set aside, and I know you understand me, don't do this unless you really want to totally improve your playing and you're willing to make a commitment because it won't be fast. The first thing you should do is stop playing any studies or licks or exercises or anything like that that you up to now work on regularly. Find some alternate picking studies that you have never played. Not ones you worked on last year or a few years ago. Not any that require sweep picking or anything other than straight alternate picking. It's imperative that it's fresh material. Instinctive and what I would like to call consistent alternate picking is one of the greatest strengths a developing guitarist can master. And that's why I keep hitting on this so much. This is a technique that can separate you permanently from becoming a really good player. If your picking is terrible or inconsistent, you're not going to be good. You're just not. It's an absolute necessity. It's divorced from your left-hand technique, which is its own arena, and that's why I want you to get a new study. I'd even recommend using a fresh pick and maybe even changing your pick. If you always play with an ultra-thin, get a medium or heavy, etc. Hey, if you haven't ever played with a Raptor pick, get a 4-pack, which is really 5 picks. You might even change your strings. You need to think of this as a totally, totally new beginning and a departure from the old. That's the only way mentally you're going to accomplish this. There's a physical end and there's a mental end, and the mental end should not be ignored, and I know very frequently it is. The first step to legit alternate picking is to play a scale or other exercise, and it can be anything. It shouldn't require great left-hand gymnastics because you want to really focus your attention, and play each degree of it as 8 eighth notes, picking them down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. This exercise can be as simple or as complex as you like, as long as you're stroking every note 8 times in that pattern and evenly. Don't look at either of your hands when you do this. Boring, right? But it's the beginning of recreating a reflex and instinct in you. Do not allow yourself to zone out. Now, for you people over about 45, that's not so difficult. But people younger than 45, they find it very difficult not to zone out at the slightest bit of monotony. So, Alonzo, I don't know how old you are. If you're under 45 especially, be careful. Don't allow yourself to zone out when you're doing this. I work with this exercise very early on with most of my students, way before I have them alternate pick individual notes of exercises or scales or anything, or melodies for that matter. I'm looking for a nearly guaranteed correct outcome when I move them to alternate picking individual notes. This is how I do my part to set them up for success. This 8 eighth note picking pattern should, this whole exercise that's picked this way, should go on for at least a month. Yeah, at least a month. I realize this is where I may lose you, Alonzo, but I don't want to give you the impression that this is an immediate metamorphosis that you will undergo. It's going to take a lot of keen attention to accomplish it. It's like going for physical therapy, which is really what this is. The second step is more complicated. Take the exercise you've been working on, and for this, it's easier if you have a print copy of it, and use a very light, bright highlighter and highlight every other note. So just for example, let's say it's an E scale study. The highlighted notes are going to be E, G sharp, B, D sharp, F sharp, A, C sharp, E, and it's going to continue for however many more octaves you need. Practice, and that means repeat and repeat and repeat some more, picking the highlighted notes and the highlighted notes only with a downstroke. Don't look at either of your hands when you do this. Make sure it's a deliberate downstroke when you move from one string to another so it doesn't feel like sloppy picking or sweet picking. And by that, I'm not suggesting the two are synonymous. They're just both not what we want to do here. Practice this a lot. When you begin working on this, also continue to work on the 8 eighth notes exercise with this modification. Make it a 2 eighth note exercise and play 1 down up for each note. So now you're practicing the familiar exercise with a quarter of the strokes than originally, and you're practicing it in a very new way, which is every other note down picked in a deliberate way. You should work on this exercise, this newer one, at least 3 weeks, but a month is even better. So now we're 2 months into rehabilitation. Then, and only then, move on to a new exercise. Highlight every other note. I would not choose anything that requires extreme left-hand technique. I'd begin practicing it slowly, and I mean really slowly. Alternate picking, being absolutely certain that you are picking down every time you play a highlighted note. Don't look at either of your hands when you do this. I recommend you practice this new exercise slowly for at least 2 weeks. You can nudge the metronome a bit higher after a week, but keep it in the very slow range. You need to be making every movement purposefully. At the end of the 2 or 3 weeks, begin slowly moving your metronome speed a little faster and add another exercise. Highlight every other note and practice it at the very slow speed at which you did this original exercise, the one that you're now moving a bit faster. So you got it. You've got an original exercise that you're playing slowly. Then you start moving it up. You add a new one at the real slow speed while the original one is moving up in tempo. The first exercise should creep up in tempo. The second exercise is practiced very slowly for 2 or 3 weeks. Then it can gradually be increased in tempo. And a third exercise should go through this whole same process, practice very slowly as before, and should be added. I believe that if you incrementally move these three different, and all of them need to be brand new studies or exercises or scales or whatever you want to use that is not real challenging to your left hand, if you move these through three different tempi, you will be well on your way to resetting your picking instinct. The discouraging thing I have to add is that if you wish to be wise, don't work on any of the music you have played for a long time that's had bad pick technique. Just let it hibernate for a really, really long time. It's easier for an alcoholic to be tempted into taking a drink in a bar, but if they're not near one for a very, very long time, they will be much less tempted. It's the same thing here. If you have old habits that are going to come right back from playing music in which you had your old habits on parade, you want to avoid that for a while until you really have had a change of habit with this pick work. Just work on new stuff. Revel in your success, and only after a long time, and I'm talking seriously, I mean like 8 months or a year, then revisit the old things if you absolutely have to. Be ever so careful when you do. They're just waiting to swallow you up and revert you back to the old habits. If you have turned the corner and come to the light side and have done so consistently, you should be able to overcome the rotten picking you perpetrated on your music the first time around. Be vigilant, though. Old habits die very, very hard. Alonzo, I really wish you great success. I know that this is not an easy fix, and I dare say that for every 100 players who suffer the same way you have identified, I would bet not 3 of them are going to go ahead and do this. You got to really suck it up and put on your man pants and do this. Not everyone's prepared to do it because it kind of mortifies your ego. And artistic people in general have a lot of problems with their ego. I know this because I'm artistic and I deal with artists all the time, and it's the continuous war within. If you have a question that you would like me to address on the podcast, please email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you, like I sent Alonzo, a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. Now, here's this week's news. In the news this week is Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival NYC, April 12th and 13th, to benefit Crossword Center Antigua, and the Ernie Ball 2013 Play Crossroads Contest. The legendary string company will be partnering up with Guitar Center, Guitar World, UltimateGuitar.com, and Reverb Nation in a global search to give the next best undiscovered guitarist a chance to perform live on stage at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013 at Madison Square Garden on April 12th or 13th. The Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013, that's really a mouthful. I'm going to just call it Crossroads. is presented by Chase, and it draws thousands of fans from around the world to hear live performances by unbelievable players. Past festivals have had Clapton, B.B. King, Vince Gill, ZZ Top, Steve Winwood, Sheryl Crow, Buddy Guy, Jeff Beck, John Mayer, you know, the whole rogues gallery of great guitar players. Ernie Ball partnered with Eric and his foundation. They're excited to find the next great guitar legend and look forward to helping the winner grow and establish their career. They hope this opportunity acts as a massive springboard for the winning artist. Since January, unsigned musicians were invited to enter the Play Crossroads contest for free by completing a short informational profile and uploading one MP3. Entrants were encouraged to use the Reverb Nation's promotional toolkit provided on each band or artist profile to promote their entry all over the web and drive traffic to their profile. So here's what you have to understand. There's all these bands. If you go to the website, it's really quite interesting. There are all these bands, and you can listen to their performance, their MP3, and you do what's called buzz voting. And by the buzz voting, the artists are ranked. There will be a panel of judges that eliminate this down to one eventually. You are not disallowed from buzz voting for more than one artist. I think they don't want you to buzz vote one artist continually. I think that's prohibited, and there may even, I hope, be a safety valve in place for that. So when you see the ranking of the artists, every buzz vote is not a point or anything, but it goes into this whole quotient of how they rate these bands. The winning artist is going to earn the opportunity to perform live on the Madison Square Garden stage, which is probably the world's most famous arena, at Crossroads Guitar Festival 2013, in front of thousands of fans. So that's a career booster to begin with. And then they're going to receive a prize pack, which is, of course, this performance slot. That's the biggest thing. Ernie Ball string package and endorsement, Ernie Ball Music Man guitar endorsement, and Guitar Player magazine feature. So there's your PR. If you're this fortunate band or artist, this is it. Now, for the next couple of days, you can give your buzz support for the artists who have submitted their music in this contest. This is going to be an amazing thing for these people, and you should go on and take a look and support whoever you like. Additionally, Ernie Ball has partnered with the Crossroads at Antigua Foundation to release a limited edition Clapton Crossroads Collection guitar straps. These are available exclusively through Guitar Center, and a portion of the proceeds benefit the charity. Inspired by the iconic design style of European automobile manufacturers, Ernie Ball's Crossroad Collection straps feature premium Italian leather and hand-stitched threading for maximum appeal. Putting a primary on performance and comfort, they also feature a thin layer of padding and an ultra-rich suede back. Now, if you play a solid body electric, you're happy to have padding on anything that's hanging on your shoulder with the weight of those guitars. These limited edition straps are a must-have for any Clapton aficionado or any guitar player seeking a high-quality strap that's built to last. They are really pricey, but the comfort in that is knowing that the proceeds are going to the Crossroads at Antigua Foundation. As far as ticket prices to Eric Clapton's Crossroads Festival 2013 NYC goes, as of today, the lowest price ticket to that event that I found online was $331, and the top, are you sitting down, was $80,113, but it's for an 18-person suite on the Madison level. Of course, the closer to the concert we get, the less accurate the aforementioned is going to become. So if you're going and you don't have tickets yet, you better move. That's it for this week's news, and let's now move along to this week's Take Note segment. Mm-hmm. my take note topic this week is tone and your voice. Not your singing voice, but the voice of the instrument or instruments you play. And I won't make this too long because I realize I've been totally long-winded today. My apologies for you if you're enduring this. As an instructor, I'm frequently reminding students to listen to the music they play, and I'm frequently, I should say continuously, asking them how what they play sounds. I don't only mean, are the notes correct or is the rhythm right? It's a bigger issue than those things. They are a given. Your voice and how you play what you play, what it sounds like, and what other people hear when you play, that's your voice. For the same guitarist, it can be different from genre to genre and from axe to axe. I know I don't play my nylon string guitar the way I play any others. It has its own voice and attitude and style. Likewise, my other guitars. There are techniques every guitarist should learn and master depending on the genre or genres they play. Then what? That's the big question that I find, especially with students who come to me who've played for a long time. And, you know, what do you do after you've mastered some techniques? What's the point of all that speed and stretch and fine technique and control and rhythm? Well, is it for its own sake? Well, of course not. That's like saying you can read every book on neuroscience and does that mean you're a neurosurgeon? No, of course not. I want to ask you to think about your sound, or if you're a guitarist in progress, the sound you aspire to command. Notice I didn't say the sound you want to have. You are in control of your sound. It shouldn't be the other way around, and it shouldn't be that your sound controls you. Especially, it shouldn't be that it limits you. What's that voice? What's your voice? I submit for your consideration two video interviews that Paul Reed Smith did over the past few months. They aren't that long. Don't listen to the guitarists in the videos with competition or comparison in your mind. Listen to how they talk about the sound or voice with which they now play and how those sounds evolved. It's absolutely fascinating and extremely profitable. Take a few minutes to watch and listen to these guitarists from varied genres talk about their voice and the voice of their music and how it came to be. The links will be on the show notes page and the blog, which is, in case you don't already subscribe to the blog or check it or read it, it's guitartechniquetutor.blogspot.com. The first interview, or conversation I should really call it, is Paul Reed Smith with Carlos Santana, Warren Haynes, and Derek Trucks. The second one is Paul Reed Smith having basically the same conversation with Martin Simpson, Tony McManus, Ricky Skaggs, and Cody Kilby. These are completely diverse musicians, and that's what makes this so very valuable. Don't tune out because your hero isn't the guy talking. This is imperative in your artistic development, and just the way you should listen to not guitar instrumentals, you should listen to other instruments, most especially horns. You should not only subscribe to the thoughts of your hero guitar player in the genre you play. That's who you should actually listen to the least to become a really whole musician with a distinct voice. Your voice as a musician, whether you're a recreational player or pro, is the most important thing once you've emerged past being a beginner guitarist. Think about it and then appropriate it. That wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 097. Following a short word from my sponsor, Raptor Picks USA, we're going to move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R-Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with a mere rotation of the brilliantly designed raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed. Get past the unusual feel of the raptor guitar pick and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure. Your attack will be silent. Your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the genuine Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick allows for more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. Free Raptors with the purchase of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Raptor picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. I hope my pink DR neons arrive soon. I'm really in the mood. If they do, I may even go for a haircut. I hope the spotlight will regain its glow next week. You've got to make a completely fresh start to fix bad technique. That's why I always caution you to learn and perfect each element of your technique thoroughly. Learn to play correctly the first time so you don't have to go through the torture that Alonzo may embark upon. I really hope he does, and I really hope he gets back to me with the result. Vote your buzz support for the artist contending for the Play Crossroads 2013 opportunity of a lifetime. Articulate your voice fully. If you don't have a voice, it's time to find it. If you'd like to further assist Superstorm Sandy victims, Sandy New Jersey Relief Fund will put 100% of your contribution to excellent use. The recovery here is going to take years. Don't forget the Les Paul and Mahwa exhibit at the Mahwa Museum in Mahwa, New Jersey, which is open Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays, and the marvelous tribute to Les Paul by Lou Palo, the trio, and luminary other musician friends called Thank You Les. If you're not comfortable, either is your guitar. So don't leave your guitar in a cold car or basement or a hot car or attic. Humidify if your guitar lives in an environment in which there is less than 40% humidity. I've been hearing a lot of rattly guitars lately, and I know that it's because they're drying out because of the heat. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 097 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and/or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes, which for the time being is on the podcast page of my website and on the blog, but will eventually reside exclusively on the blog. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in either the email address or the Twitter account. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for Question of the Week. And if I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on the Guitar Technique Tutor blog on Blogger or on Twitter where I'm just Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. I just tweet to update anyone following me with anything guitar-y and interesting, and I retweet what I think is worth you seeing. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glenrock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, the hamlet of Ramapo, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a gigging pro, or any level in between, a genuine Raptor guitar pick will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, maybe it'll be two. And until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.